All right, 9-5, your final score as Gladstone falls to Watertown and strands 11 base runners and three others thrown out on the bases. That's part of the problem. And Scott, this is one I think you have to feel bad for Tyler because he had five beautiful innings of baseball on the mound and things fell apart in the sixth.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really say anything more about his performance. He threw the ball really well. He had control. He only, I think, walked one player or one batter at that point, and he was in the 70s, and we had talked about maybe, well, should we get one more, hopefully get one more inning out of him, and I thought we talked to him in the dugout in between innings, and he said his arm feels good, and he's good with his location. So we let him go, and it's like Watertown all of a sudden after four or five innings, they just found the bats. And whether they figured them out or not, it's hard to say. But, boy, that's a good hitting ball club.
Well, third time through the order, right? You know,
yep,
that happens.
Yep. But, credit to them. You know, they found the bats and they got hot. And, you know, they got that three-run home run to tie the game. And, you know, we had a lot of good things, though. You know, I don't want to focus on the negative because, you know, try and focus on the positive here. We played some really good baseball for five innings, you know. And it's not like it's anything that we did wrong. We were a very clean ball club. We didn't – we may have had a little bit of a interference call that maybe wouldn't have got called there on first base, and that could have gotten us out of that inning.
Yep.
And
they called one on us earlier.
Yeah, on the slide at second, and that's a legitimate call. I mean, I questioned to the umpire a little bit later. I didn't want to. I knew he wasn't going to change his mind. So
yeah.
But you know, your guy's outstretched for it, and he gets hit on a ball that's coming to him, and it's. But I mean, that happens. It's baseball, and you know, it's. But, I mean, these kids, you know, even though right now I talked to them just here for a few minutes, they're excited. You know that they held down a really good baseball team for quite a long time and played hard. And they knew that even after the first two innings when we put up that four spot in the second inning that they could play with these guys, they could hit the ball, and they did. I've said it to you just, you know, the last game and the game before that, we're hitting the ball better. We're starting to hit the ball really good. And so good things are going to happen. They'll come.
Yeah, too bad we couldn't get that clutch hit. You just know when you leave guys on base that's going to come back and haunt you. You knew they'd eventually hit the ball. And, you know, you're up 4-1. It's like, okay, let's see if we can get 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, yeah. Kind of get yourself a cushion, and that just never happened.
And on that double play, like I said, on an interference call, that's a run scored right there. Plus two guys still on base. So, it's it is what it is. They're happy about it right now. They're good. And but yeah, leaving runners on base. Even that last inning, there we got runners, you know, bases loaded with only one out, and we just couldn't play another run in. You know, two pop ups at infield end the game. You know, we have hit the ball better than that today, but you know that's okay. You know, these kids, like I said, they're confident. Their confidence is building, and we'll come back tomorrow and see Manitowoc, and we'll go at it again.